Payroll employment increased by 148,000 in December 2017, well below expectations.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its December 2017 non-farm payroll employment, which recorded an increase of 148,000, lower than expectations. The total number of jobs created during 2017 ended up being 8% less than the number of jobs created in 2016. Unemployment rate, however, has remained unchanged at 4.1% since October. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. Its lowest rate in the last 65 years was 2.5% in 1953, and its highest level was 10.8%, which happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, the unemployment rate reached 13% in 1982. Those of us who lived here then still remember that devastating year. Since unemployment rate never drops to zero, we have invented a proxy for the lowest unemployment rate, which we call the full employment rate. To nobody's surprise, economists can't agree on what exactly that rate has to be. In the 1960s, when economists were a lot more sure of their theories and were just granted access to work on an amazing new toy called the mainframe computer, they projected that at full employment level, unemployment rate will drop to 3.4%. And that carried through the 1970s. In 1980s, the rate was raised to 5%. In the 90s, the rate was dropped to 4%. The current market is almost at full employment level. Although many economists believe that unemployment rate can drop to as low as 3.8% in 2018. But how many people are actually unemployed? The total number of officially unemployed was 6.6 million people in December. The official unemployment rate is designed to measure an extremely broad definition of employment, which automatically grossly underestimates total unemployment. It does not include all the unemployed. For example, the discouraged and semi-discouraged ranks rose to 1.6 million people in December, but it's not counted since its members are not even considered as part of the labor force. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't think of themselves as such. They are close to 5 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons while still actively looking for full-time work. When we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate for December becomes 8.1%, known as U6. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%. And the lowest it has ever been is 6.8% in October 2000. While some of the jobs we had in the past did move offshore, majority of them have disappeared in the thin air. New technological improvements are coming in as waves of change. And with each wave, the face of employment is changing. Not only here, but across the globe. We need to understand the new waves and prepare for them as the window between changes are becoming smaller. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.